Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I'd like to talk to you about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ when he was thrown upon the awful tree. I'm going to read you from Luke chapter 23, verse 33, where we read, "And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left." It was a few days to get away with a friend. We intended to go on a ski trip, but our schedules and the snowpack never lined up. Wanting just to spend time away, we went to an old farmhouse on the grounds of a retreat center. It was only a couple of days, but one afternoon I thumbed through the pages of a dog-eared hymnal and came upon a hymn I had never heard of before. Now, that's not unusual because I never grew up in a true hymn-singing church. Nevertheless, this hymn really struck me. It was titled "Throned Upon the Awful Tree," written by John Ellerton in 1875. I'm going to read lines from that hymn to you now. "Throned upon the awful tree, King of grief, I watch with thee. Darkness veils thine anguished face. None its lines of woe can trace. None can tell what pangs unknown hold thee silent and alone. Silent through those three dread hours, wrestling with the evil powers, left alone with human sin, gloom around thee and within, till the appointed time is nigh, till the Lamb of God may die. Hark that cry that peals aloud upward through the whelming cloud. Thou the Father's only Son, thou his own anointed one. Thou dost ask him, can it be? Why hast thou forsaken me? Lord, should fear and anguish roll darkly over my sinful soul, thou who once was thus bereft, that thine own might ne'er be left, teach me by that bitter cry in the gloom to know thee nigh." The first line of that hymn really caught my attention. Throned upon the awful tree. In that hymn, Ellerton gives a striking picture in words of the awful tree of Jesus' crucifixion, indeed being a throne. Remember that awful in that day did not mean horrible, though that was true also of the cross. Instead, it had the idea of awesome. Think of it, Jesus reigning from the awesome cross as a king sits on his throne. Then he called Jesus the King of Grief. First, there was the idea of Jesus enthroned on the cross. Now he describes an aspect of his kingship. King of Grief draws from the idea of Isaiah 53, verses 3 and 4, which describes Jesus as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Next, I watch with thee. Ellerton wants us to identify with Jesus, the King of Grief, enthroned in awesome majesty on the cross, to think of ourselves as there with him, sharing in both his sufferings and his coming glory. As in Romans chapter 6, verse 8, "Now if I died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." Think of it. None can tell what pangs unknown. How can any of us really know what Jesus went through on the cross? His lines of woe can't be completely traced, and the pangs of pain that he suffered are ultimately unknown to us. Truly, Jesus was left alone with human sin. As the Lamb of God, Jesus had placed upon him the guilt of human sin and was left alone to bear the punishment for it in our place. In conclusion, Ellerton leads us in a prayer asking Jesus, teach me by that bitter cry in the gloom to know thee nigh. Remember that nigh means near. It's as if he said, Lord Jesus, let me learn from your bitter cry on the cross, why have you forsaken me, that I can draw close to you even in my gloomiest times. You understand by personal experience where I'm at. What a beautiful hymn, declaring the awesome works of Jesus on the cross and applying it at the point of hope in our own personal struggles. The point of it all is expressed in the last line, to know thee nigh, to know Jesus nearer and more dearly. That's a fruit that can make whatever dark time that may come our way seem worth it. He died so that we could truly be right with him and know him closely, and so that all our suffering could be redeemed to draw us closer still.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.